Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Eligibility restrictions. Damn it! See DraftKings.com for details.
See, that's the problem. You see it coming. It's like the line ahead of you, and you see it coming. It's like train coming at you. You
know, I know I'm going to trip. Yes, I know it. Right. But somehow in my heart, I go, well, maybe I'll get lucky this time.
So why don't we do this? Ryan, why don't we do this right now? Say the word correctly. We will have Ryan record it. And then when you do the spot, all he has to do is play it. And then you're all set. You don't have to worry about it.
So you want me to just say eligibility?
You got it wrong.
So I can,
Christian,
I can pause.
Christian, you get it wrong every single time.
For once in your life, you're correct.
Let's hear it. Record it right now.
Okay, you want to do it?
Let's hear it. Do it now. Hold on. Let me do a little bit of the reading.
And then you can just.
Okay, hold on.
We can just. It's like a drop at the end. It's just a tagline at the end, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
The game inside the game. Wait, you can do it. Now I'm scared.
You can do it.
Ready? Okay, don't talk right now. Okay, just be quiet. I act like I'm by myself. Okay. Eligibility. It just sounds weird.
Did you
weird.
Record it? You got it right.
You say it.
Eligibility.
Wait, it's the word.
No, it's one of those words that after you say it that way, like now no one can say it.
No, you say it.
Eligibility.
Eligibility.
That's pretty good.
Better than
eligibility.
Yours.
Eligibility.
It's a weird one.
Say it slow. But you got it right when he just...
Yeah, I'm not actually, proud of it.
So now we have...
I'm not proud of it.
Wait. I'm sorry.
You didn't record it?
I wasn't recording it.
I'll do it again. You got to do it again. He didn't record it.
Eligibility.
Eligibility.
You got it this time? Okay, so play it back so we can hear it, Ryan. Play it back.
That's not even funny.
Play it back. I think we got it.
We all have
So you don't have to do it anymore, big fella.
Yeah, I got to do it live. He's going to have to time it up.
No, he just time it up. That's
he
all.
He had a little bit of credibility, and I still agree.
You got a problem with that ability.
It's the abilities that I suck at.
You got some problem with that.
Yeah, it's anything with an
eligibility.
Ability. Yeah, credibility. Give me another one. Eligibility, credibility,
no, but that
versatility.
Last,
versatility.
Of the college preparatory business.
This is a good idea, though, because at the end, it's just that little tagline.
Yeah, just to play the
tape. So you could just say it once and have him just like throw to him. And
yeah, we'll do that tomorrow. We'll do that tomorrow because I'm going to be doing this. Like,
don't, I got your back. Don't worry.
We could do the whole show this with just a couple of one-liners.
You got some words that trip you up all the time.
You do 4 hours. What do you expect? Hey, nobody's picking on you, big
no,
fella. We're trying to help you. Record the word, and we'll play it back tomorrow.
Eligibility?
When you have to read.
Was that Lou? See, you guys, it's everybody's got one.
What's that last one?
Eligibility?
This is stupid.
It's the Jubilee.
I can't handle it.
Are we piling on right now when we do this with Isaiah Thomas? Because I know people,
I think you are.
People get pissed when you talk about this because it was wonderful last night. It was very
wonderful.
Emotional. It was very
sensational.
Moving.
Yes.
But
I went out and adopted a whole family of puppies.
There's a little too much to it, and we're seeing more of it today. So if you watch and follow Isaiah on Twitter, when the game was over, he did an interview in the court with Chris Mannix. Then after that, he's doing with the media, and it was very emotional. And he's saying some stuff that you're sitting there going, what are you talking about? Like, I saved those green shoes. I was going to wear them in the NBA Finals, but we never got there. Come on, what are we talking about? So then people started talking to him about Emerson. The night before, he tweeted out to people asking if they would show up here to one of these courts where he was going to go play.
So he played
a pickup game at Emerson College. He's doing it again today. So the team is in Washington, D.C., and he's tweeting out 35 minutes ago, hooping anywhere in D.C. today? ?
Well, it's the only time he can get any run.
I know. He's not playing.
I mean, he's just trying to play.
He's on the Nuggets.
Wait, but this here's the thing. They can't be co-signing on this.
He's needy.
I don't know. Well, he's definitely needy. Oh, man. Yes, he is needy.
He needs a hog boy.
But you're right. Nuggets are like...
They can't be happy about
like,
this.
Isaiah, what are you doing? You playing pickup games? Like, we got shoot around. We got practice. You can't just play pickup games.
just in don't random neighborhoods with a bunch of people who really could care less about what your makeup is. If you get hurt,
you're still employed by us. You just can't go. We don't want you to go play pickup games. There's a chance that we might need you. When you're not playing at all, but. No, I think it is strange.
So how is it that we sit here, and he's been doing this now for a while, and we don't sit there and say, it is strange that an NBA player is reaching out to anybody that wants to play in a pickup game with him. If I'm the Denver Nuggets, I'm sitting there going, what's wrong with this dude? What is his issue right now?
He
needs to be loved.
I tell you what, that getting traded really messed him up.
Oh, it did.
Really messed him up.
No, he's getting traded multiple times.
Well, because
out of here
was the thing, because he finally found a home.
This is
a place
home.
Where he felt accepted. He felt like he belonged in a place where he actually made a difference. You needed Isaiah Thomas. You wanted him out there. You weren't throwing him out and looking for someone to be maybe a little bit taller, maybe a little bit younger. He had arrived. I mean, he did everything possible to gain your trust and your love. And then you said, nah, this one's better looking. I mean, honestly, it is a tragic tale.
Hey, ma'am, how's that grill?
It's tragic based on even last night. So last night was, everybody's paying attention to this game. One, because it's a good game. You got one of the best teams in the West. And you're just waiting for Isaiah Thomas. Waiting for that tribute video to show up. But finally, he's going to get his tribute video. And he's acting like he's being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Yeah, I wish my family was there.
Said it was the
greatest night of
his life. It's
a 3-minute video, which shows you how deeply hurt he is.
Hurt. Please clap.
That is the thing. That's what shows you. and he can't take it. And I do feel bad for him.
I feel awful, and I said it yesterday.
Because
he deserves
for the guy. Better.
Nobody has had a bigger fall from stardom than he did, and it all happened before he got the big paycheck. He never got the big paycheck, so he was there. He was on the doorstep. He said it. Back up the Brinks truck. He was all ready to get the big payday. It never happened. Never happened. Then he gets dealt to Cleveland. The injury messes them all up. Then they trade him to the Lakers, and they can't stand him. And then he's a free agent, and the best he can do is get a $2 million deal from Denver. And he just started playing here a few weeks ago.
But you're right. I mean, people will always remember. Because remember when Danny was like, how are they going to rebuild this team? And it was like, he's got to get lucky. He's either going to get lucky. He's either going to draft a guy in like the 12th pick overall and turn into Steph Curry. Right? Or make a trade and get lucky. Well, that was the trade. We traded, was it Marcus Thornton? Is that his name?
Was there
a pick involved too? I don't even know, for Isaiah Thomas. And he started it. The Jay Crowder again, another small move. He started it too. Next thing he turns into an all-star. And now Al Horford's coming. And now you're building something and you're able to use Isaiah to get Kyrie Irving. And here you are with a bunch of talent. And we all know what the team looks like. But I don't think any of this stuff gets going if Isaiah Thomas is not traded here as quickly. And then you hit on the draft.
Yeah.
You hit good players. You didn't swing and miss. So it was all part of it. And because of that and the way he played, people are never going to forget that.
Yeah, you had the Brooklyn picks, but you're right. You get Isaiah Thomas, and then they turn him into a legitimate all-star, two-time all-star. So he was basically a bench guy. He was sixth man coming off the bench, giving you a little bit of a lift out there. And so, without that, I don't think you are where you are now
without
Isaiah Thomas. And I think they do. And I feel awful for the guy, but... where does he go from here? And then
he wants to come back.
Wait, didn't he talk about that after the game, coming back to Boston, I believe, in the post?
Do you ever envision a scenario where you might find yourself back wearing green for the Celtics?
Yeah, I mean, why not? If the opportunity presents itself, I mean, that would be everything. But I'm a Nugget right now, and I'm happy to be here. And the Nuggets organization has taken me in with open arms and given me an opportunity and given me a chance to work my way back on my time. And I can't thank them enough. But, I mean, if that opportunity is there, I'm open to any and everybody. But if that opportunity is there, I mean, why not?
He's pitching for it. It's more than he wants to. He's pitching for it. Here's the problem, and I know a lot of people love him, and I do as well. I mean, he was great in the time he was here. But you bring him back, what he wants to be is what he was. Now, he's only 30 years old, and I believe he just turned 30 years
of age. You're making it worse.
What?
What he wants is what he used to be.
Exactly.
And
you know what he wants, Christian? He wants time travel.
He wants the time machine, so he would go back.
So wait,
would he go back?
I want time travel.
Well, the time travel that Christian was proposing last week, He wants to go back in time and just start that over. Little twinge in his hip, like, I need some time off. Yeah. I'm not going to play through it.
Right.
He wouldn't play. He wouldn't get his teeth knocked out. He wouldn't have a broken jaw.
He'd be able to change everything in life. It's unbelievable. Wouldn't you love to do that? Change everything in life? You'd screw it up.
You'd go back and
you'd make it worse.
And Danny Ainge,
what would make it better?
There's certain things you can't do.
No, you would forget something. So
maybe I would forget.
Life is a chain reaction. So if you're going to go back and change things, if you change one thing, everything changes in your life. Well, you wouldn't be able to follow it.
People are full of crap when they say, "Oh, I'd go back in time and change so many things." So think about it. Like, say, you know what? Didn't have a really good relationship with this one girl, but I got kids and stuff like that. But I would never do that again. Okay, well, you basically said you'd get rid of your kids. Because if you don't, then you don't have some of your kids,
right?
Which are obviously leaving impact on your life. So you'd have to really make a hard decision. Which one do you like more?
And your kids die too.
But here's the thing. What he wants to do, though. He wants to go back to where he was, which means 29 points a game. So I think Danny Ainge's plan here is going forward. Kyrie Irving is the guy, along with making a deal to get Anthony Davis. So you look at it and say, well, if I'm Isaiah Thomas, I'm not going to make an awful lot of money next year anyway. I'm going to be the 10th, 11th, 12th player on some roster, but that's the best I'm going to get. Why not do it with Boston? Because Boston can afford the $2.5 million that I'm going to get paid.
He doesn't want that.
But he's going to be a tiny little piece in the Celtics.
Oh, Kyrie, Kyrie won't let that happen either.
I don't think the Celtics will let
it
happen.
If he, in his career here, got healthy and turned into, say, like Lou Williams, right? Or just somebody off the bench that was just a scorer. But it sounds like he wants more. I think before the game, he talked to Gary Washburn. I believe those were the quotes. I think it was with him when he just said, yeah, I want to prove that I'm still that same player, that I'm an all-star, you know, that I'm a starter, you know, that I'm, you know, first team, second team, you know, whatever, all NBA player. And it's like in the back of his mind, if that's where his head is at, then he's not ready to come here and be the seventh guy, eighth guy, scorer off the bench. If he gets right, if he gets healthy, if he gets his game back,
he's not ready
for that.
Don't they have that problem right now that they have guys coming off the bench that think they should be getting 34 minutes a night?
Yeah, he would just be another one.
Yeah.
Because, he would have like that one good night off the bench and put up 20 because he was 5-for-6 or 6-for-6 from three-point land and would say, see, I should be starting. I should be playing. You know, and I just don't think he sounds like he's ready to accept that kind of limited role.
Yeah,
can you imagine the power struggle? Imagine if Isaiah Thomas was, let's say Isaiah Thomas was never traded and just Kyrie Irving was traded for a different player and Kyrie Irving took his spot and he was a backup. Imagine if there was, Kyrie Irving was leading the way he is now and they had all the issues. Don't you think there'd be some sort of coup? Some sort of like hostile takeover? I mean, those two would not be getting along because there's one guy that proved he was a great leader and was able to handle the clutch, and the other guys played great around him. Here comes the new kid. I get bounced. They put this guy in, and he's just all over the place.
Yeah.
All over the place.
No, it won't work, and I know a lot of people want it to work. And that's what I heard from a lot of the announcers after the game and when they went to the studio show. Oh, yeah, it'd be great coming back. Well, it'd be... What would be great coming back?
I don't get it.
What Isaiah Thomas are you going to get when he comes back? See, I think he can be better than what he's been this year. I got to believe the further he gets away from that hip injury, and he's still relatively young, I think he's got a career here. It's not what he envisioned, but he's got a career here. But back here as a part-time player?
I don't see it.
I don't either.
I don't think he's ready.
No, and that's why it's so sad and he's so emotional.
Plus, these speeches every night after the game.
Is that what we have to do? How much he loves everybody?
I wore the purple shirts tonight.
Yeah, well, and how quickly does it switch? Does the emotion and the accolades, switch from pats on the backs to knives in the back?
Oh, it can happen very quickly.
Because, what happened? What happened to the king of the fourth, man? You're missing all your shots.
Very quick.
You have me playing. Wait, what time? Is your clock broken?
He did that.
Stop shooting the liver, man.
Did you notice he did that last night when they were showing the video? And he looked up at the video and he did that. Rick is in a car next up here on OMF. Hi, Rick.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Rick.
Good. Rick.
Thanks for taking my call. I think, first of all, what caused me to call was when you guys were kind of dissing on him for playing a pickup game. You know, I realize it's in season, but the guy hasn't been playing. He's a baller, right? I mean, this guy he's a baller through and through, and you got to love that about him. So, you know, I think it's a great thing. That
in the summer.
Know, and
in the summer, it's a great thing. It's a cool thing in the summer.
Yeah, well, he's under contract. And, oh, by the way, he just came back from an injury. Missed a lot of time.
No, this is not good.
But guys, I disagree. Guys ride motorcycles. Guys do a lot of crazy things during the season, right? But on the other note, I think IT, I would take IT back in a heartbeat. I think he has had a comeuppance, and he would accept a bench role. And I think he could be a Vinny Johnson off the bench.
Did you hear him last night? He thinks he can be an all-star again. Prove that he's the same player he once was.
And that, well, this guy's got the heart of a lion, even though he's 5'9". That you got to love. But I think if you could, if he came here or anywhere he goes, this guy can be a Vinny Johnson. He can be a little microwave, you know, like Vinny Johnson was for the Pistons.
Old school reference.
That, you know, come off the bench, give you some rapid scoring. He's obviously a defensive liability, so you don't want to play him a lot of minutes.
So Rick, you know the history with him. So he's in Sacramento, and that's what he was. He was Vinny Johnson off the bench. He didn't like the role. So they dealt him away to Phoenix. And he had the same role in Phoenix coming off the bench, and he was pretty good at it, except there was one problem. He didn't like the role, and he wanted to be traded again. He doesn't like that role.
He's had a big comeuppance since then, and I don't think you can take that, you know, for granted. I think you have to see where the kid's coming from, and, you know, he's got a long road back. His game plan has to be in the next 2 years to get himself a $25 million contract over 4 years or something, 5 years. He's not going to be a max player. He's not going to be even a, you know, an 80, you know, Reggie Jackson, right, for Detroit getting $80 million over several years. He's just not going to be there. But he still has it in him to get, you know, a decent contract, $25-30 million.
All right, thanks. Hey, Rick, you know, before we let you go, say eligibility.
Eligibility.
Oh, you suck.
Why did we use Rick every day?
We should. Rick, commercial. Just call up and do the read.
Just call from his car.
Yeah, you have my number now. You can call.
Yeah, we'll call you back, Rick. Commercial.
Eligibility restrictions. Damn it!
It's not a bad idea for you. Call.
I wish I could hire someone to just listen.
Do the commercials?
Just do the commercials for me.
How about Wiggy?
Well, that would be interesting. get him to say
Wiggy
it.
Can do it. I just don't think it's... Listen, if I'm the Denver Nuggets,
I
don't want him...
I'm going after the teriyaki beef jerky.
I don't want him playing pickup games.
No, you don't.
Saw him last night during the video tribute. What did he have on? He had a heat pack on, right? It's growing, right?
It's growing?
You said the same way I do.
Where's it growing?
It's growing.
The growing muscle.
So, anyway, before he goes and plays a pickup game, now he's coming back from injury. He didn't play all year, missed most of the year. Is he going to get treatment real quick? Is he going to go heat up? Is he going to get stretched out? Is he going to go play? Because he's still an injury risk. He's still property of the team.
He's looking for a gym and a pickup game in D.C.
That's got to be frowned upon. I get it. You're getting closer to the playoffs. You're shortening the bench. Is he going to be a DNP?
Christian,
is he going to be?
He's been a DNP the last three games.
Playoffs start. The only reason
he's not playing. Yeah. He's not in the rotation.
If you're the coach,
they have an 8-man rotation right now, and they're using those 8 guys. He's not part of it. But you saw it last night. The only reason he got in that game last night is Mike Malone understood the moment from basketball set.
Yeah.
Okay. And he said, "I'm gonna let him go out there and play." And you know what? You know, maybe he'll show some emotion, and maybe he'll help us a little bit. Then, of course, he missed the first two shots, clang and clang, and then he stepped out of bounds. And Mike Malone probably
okay.
Said
that's
to
enough.
Himself,
yeah, we can't wake up possession.
Yeah, this is getting
but
ugly.
Did you see where was he? So the Denver Nuggets go into their locker room and they said, no champagne. Hey, we're going to celebrate because we're clinched a playoff spot. And they start going crazy with water. Where was Isaiah?
He was out on the court doing an interview with Chris Mannix.
Talking to Chris Mannix.
Yeah.
What do you think it'll take?
Right. You're right. Hey, they clinched a playoff spot.
Yeah.
Last
so they
time.
Went crazy. Yeah. They had excited. They're just a better team.
He did not seem like he was anywhere part of that team.
He's just along for the ride.
And even though we played the one clip where he said nice things about Denver. It's not that he's saying anything bad about Denver, but if I'm the Denver Nuggets and I'm the owner, I'm sitting there going, that's all he talks about is Boston.
It's like, you start dating somebody else and all you keep doing is talking about your ex-girlfriend.
Yes, that's what it is.
Another analogy for
that's
you.
That's what it is. Very good.
Spitting him out left and right.
Yeah.
Who wants to do that?
Yeah.
On his groin or his hip or something like that.
We still have eligibility to do it.
It's just, you need to stop. You need to stop. On his groin or his hip or something like that.
It's starting to look pathetic now. You're starting to look desperate now. And that is, nobody likes that. All right, here's Jeff in the car. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, guys, I think you got it all wrong. Rozier's going to go at the end of the year so we can make some signings. We need Isaiah. He'll bring energy to that second unit. which definitely needs second unit. They need energy. They need passion. They need a guy that can shoot. And we won't have Rozier. So I think, Christian, you're a dope for not agreeing with this. So tell me you agree.
Who's going to play defense in that second role? Because I couldn't believe the Celtics did with Kyrie Irving. Okay, he was defending Kyrie when he came into the game. And Kyrie never touched the ball in the first two possessions. I'm sitting there going, what are you guys doing? Are you tanking here so that Isaiah can look good?
Right.
See, the problem with Jeff is you're the guy that you're just stuck in that time warp. Right, you just can't get out of the King of the Fourth, and you think that he'll come back. I think it'll be. I think he's not the same guy. He's not the same guy. He's older.
He's rested. Yeah, but he's
also rested.
not rested if he keeps on playing these pickup games.
I don't think that's it.
He might just go sign.
I also think there's
sign Ray Allen. He's rested too.
I also think there's KD. There's a bunch of Larry Bird.
No one plays with more emotion than Isaiah.
We get that. We get that.
It wasn't enough.
Jeff, we loved
him. Yet it wasn't
everybody
enough.
Loves him.
Jeff, and he did. Yeah, that's the problem.
You loved him too.
Everybody
Jeff.
Loves him.
We had these debates, and I remember us talking about it. And really, he's a max player.
Yep.
Forget about his size. He's done it long enough. Like that, what that looks like, that's what a max player looks like.
There's nobody that made more excuses about him than I did on a night-to-night, day-to-day basis, because he wasn't playing much defense at all, but he could light it up and give you 29
to 30. James Harden.
He can close games down the fourth quarter. So I loved what he brought
to you. He has not been good this year.
No, but what people love and what they love about, because we're getting the callers who are sitting there saying, what's wrong with going out and him going into a pickup game in mid-season? Well, the problem with that is that you're a professional player on a team. You shouldn't do that. But the fans love it because he's interacting with the fans.
Right.
The other thing they love about him, he's 5'8", 5'7". He's just another guy.
He's just like one of us.
He's just like one of
he
us.
He represents
not
all
you.
The little
not
people.
You. Not you.
He
you're
represents
not in
all.
The little
guy. He speaks for us.
Exactly.
No, but it's more about he's willing to go out in the streets and play basketball pickup with us. So he's just a common man, right? And we love him for it.
Fans love him.
Blue collar. Hey, comes in with his lunch pail.
Kyrie would never walk into a park and play pickup games with me.
Right.
But Isaiah will. That's why I will always love him.
No, he's in a locked-off movie set. That's where he is, where they have security, where you can't get into the set.
Like Isaiah Thomas can't even get a role in that movie?
Don't do him like that, Uncle Drew! But you tell me, you think the Denver Nuggets are happy that he's going and playing pickup games?
I think that it's almost like they've just kind of given in.
You're going to D.C. tonight, and he's looking for a pickup game, and you don't think there's some clown that down there is sitting there and say, I'll school this little dude.
I mean, it's just ballsy
you
for a guy
somebody's gonna hurt him?
That's been taken out of the rotation because he's not playing well to then just say pickup. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he continues, if Denver just says, you know what? Thanks. See you later.
Yeah.
It releases him.
See, my biggest problem, though, last night, because it was nice, and I'm not trying to dump on it. It was emotional, and we
did
all
you
loved
cry?
It when he was here. I did not cry.
No.
Honestly,
Tommy
truth.
Hansen did. I did not. Okay, I did. No, I did.
Because Tommy said he was the most fun Celtic of all time to watch.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's more fun to watch than
I would
him.
Say nobody's more.
You've been
more,
around
say,
long
say,
enough,
say,
so you, you
I would
tell
say
me.
He was as much fun as any player I've ever seen play for the Celtics.
The most fun?
Well, I think there are a couple others that were
we
better
we need lists,
players.
Don't we? Who was the most fun?
Yeah.
Rank them 1 through 5.
Hey, no particular order. I would top five.
I would say that
most fun on the court or off the court.
I would say that for those couple of years, then he would be he'd be up there. He'd be top five.
Yes. I could see what Tom's
I mean,
tough
not to say that Larry Bird wasn't fun to watch.
Yeah, but you expected him to be awesome all the time. You never knew what Isaiah Thomas was capable of. And when a guy like this, you know, is dominating these taller guys, more athletic guys, I think it means a little bit more. Gives him a little bit more credit. That's not, you know, pooping all over Larry Bird, right? We're not going to get people calling
don't,
in going
don't
nuts.
Go there. Just don't go there. Okay, don't go. Don't poop on Larry Bird. All right, or I'll go at Magic Johnson. And I like Magic Johnson.
So, of course you do, because you guys are buddies.
Thanks, Glenn. I'm very happy
thank
for you.
Thank you, Larry.
Well.
Love Larry.
Why can't you get Larry Bird on the show?
You want him on the show? When do you want him?
Tomorrow.
We're still waiting for Zeno Chara. Wait a minute.
I said we're waiting. Hey, shut up.
Whoa,
okay,
whoa,
the Chara.
No, you know what?
What are you doing?
That's a good. Thank you, Ryan.
Where's that guest?
Where's
the playoffs?
Where's Chara?
Playoffs. I told you playoffs.
No, you said next week.
No, I said playoffs. Check the tape.
You're lying.
You were here then.
You had some Chara impersonator.
I asked for Larry Bird. Do you have
Roman wrestling?
I can get a Larry Bird impersonator by tomorrow. You want that? I'll get that.
If I looked at your phone right now, do you have Larry Bird's cell phone number?
Yeah, let me check.
I there's no way.
Most
Larry
people
Bird.
Would just know. Yes, I have Larry Bird.
You would know
cell
if
number.
You had
no,
it. Would
I
you
don't.
Not?
Yeah.
Do you have Mikhail's phone number?
That's his way of playing it cool. Like, you know what? I don't even know. Let me check. Oh, look. Yeah, I do have it.
That's Larry Bird.
Oh, look. Yeah.
Don't call it.
How about Bill Walton?
Glenn. That's Jabari Bird.
Yeah, totally different.
We'll get Larry.
That's not even a working number. I guarantee you, if you called that number right now, it would go, whatever that sound is.
I did see a 555.
Yeah, it's... What does 8679309 mean to you? If I was to say that,
put some music to it.
I got it.
Put some music to it.
I got it. So the
biggest
the
thing.
Wall.
So the biggest thing that pissed me off about last night, though, because all of that stuff was good, was the team's performance.
Oh,
this
so
team
bad.
Has no balls. This team, once it hits a little bit of adversity, they can't handle.
They are such a fragile basketball team. It is pathetic.
1.1 second remaining in the third quarter. Brad Stevens decides he's going to take a timeout because I got another timeout left. That's what coaches do. I still don't know why. He doesn't, because he admitted after the game he shouldn't have. Then it Marcus Morris Sr., okay, who threw a bad pass. And then suddenly they get the ball back. Denver gets the ball back underneath. Jaylen Brown falls asleep. Boom. Now it's an 80-80 game. And I'm sitting there going, okay, you screwed up. You forget about it. You move on,
they
right?
They can't.
The next 2 minutes and 14 seconds, they suddenly fell behind by 9 points in the game because it got into their head. And this is the team that I'm supposed to believe is going to turn it on, flip the switch when we get into the playoffs. Are you kidding me? They can't even flip the switch after they make a dumbass play with 1.1 second remaining.
In less than 2.5 minutes, they went down 9. Now, we all admit that it was a stupid timeout. I don't know what the hell Brad Stevens is doing. He didn't even advance the ball to half court. Called a timeout with 1.1 second to go to what? Work on a Hail Mary play that maybe dialed up to see if it works? But 1.1 second, you call a timeout? And then... So you throw the ball out of bounds, bad pass. Now all of a sudden they run an inbound play, and Jaylen Brown, what the hell happened to him last night? Falls asleep. The
whole game he fell asleep.
Just runs by him. What a great inbounds play. I know they said that in the telecast.
A little no look.
No, it was just the guy was wide open. Just ran right to the hoop. And that was it? That's enough for them to go into between quarters and just be like, oh, why'd we call timeout? Oh, I can't believe that happened. Maybe they're upset at the defense of Jaylen Brown. They're upset at the coach for calling a timeout. And within 2 minutes and 28 seconds, they're down 9 in the third quarter. 9-0 run.
So how do you not forget that? Well, so you screw up and you make a bad play. Okay, players make bad plays. Coaches make stupid decisions. So you move on. They can't. They can't. And they were the easy baskets. There was an alley-oop by Denver right out of the gate to open up the fourth. A turnover. It was awful. And why... People still believe, Stephen A. Smith yesterday, still believes the Celtics are the team to beat in the East. And I don't know if they're living on last year, and they don't understand, and Stephen A., because we our last call today, you're going to love it, Stephen A. made another major mistake today. You'll hear it coming up on last call before
what
we close
a
up
surprise.
The show. Another stupid comment by Stephen A.
Oh, this is a good one.
But
too.
Yesterday, he made a comment about the Celtics. I think he's still living on last year's Eastern Conference. He doesn't realize Toronto's better. They got Kawhi Leonard. The Greek Freak is much better, and he's got better personnel around him now out in Milwaukee, and the coach is much better. Are you kidding me?
There's so many intangibles that the Celtics used to have that they just don't have anymore. And you see it with Denver.
Yeah.
You see it with Toronto. Obviously, you see it with Golden State. I would even say Houston has shown that they've got a set. San Antonio's been on a run here for a while.
Yeah.
But the Celtics, they just don't have it. Everything that you liked about them, they don't have anymore.
No, they're not likable because they play well. There's some good players on that team. And then suddenly, oh my God.
I hate watching this team.
Oh, adversity. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's not a fun
adversity.
Team to watch.
And then they fold. Just fold. All right, we've got more on the Celtics, plus the prosecutors down in Jupiter, Florida, are offering Robert Kraft a deal. We'll find out whether you think he should take it coming up next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Their youth, their athleticism. I think that Brad Stevens is a good enough coach because I think he's damn good. And he's a good enough coach where some of the things that were transpiring during the regular season, he's slowly but surely transitioning in the playoff mode, working out his rotation, getting those guys going. I also think Gordon Hayward being on concussion protocol is helpful. Now those other guys that were there last year when he wasn't there get to reinsert themselves. I know that Boston is a fifth seed. I think they will catch Indiana
Looks
for
that
the
way.
Fourth seed. Mm-hmm. I think obviously that means they go against Milwaukee in the second round. I think they would beat Milwaukee and Toronto
without Brooklyn waiting.
Good luck. By the way, not even the dumbest thing that he's said in the last 2 days. We'll have the dumbest thing he said in the last 2 days coming
just
up.
Just added to the list.
How does he think Gordon Hayward being out with concussions a good thing?
Lou,
doesn't he realize that at some point Hayward's got to come back and they got to learn how to play together? And if you ask me, I think Gordon Hayward's the difference for this team being great or not. Maybe he won't find his game this year.
So what he wants them to do is remove everybody that wasn't there last year during their playoff run. So that would include Kyrie Irving. So just make sure. So Kyrie Irving needs to get a concussion. Hayward's already in concussion protocol.
I think he would
leave those guys out.
Three or four concussions probably.
That's really the problem.
Would make their run better. Does he realize we're down to the last few weeks of the season here? We're running.
No, he sees what everybody else outside here sees. Yeah. They see a roster full of talent. And they figure it's going to work out. But if you watch this team,
they're going nowhere
all year long. That's not going to happen.
Yeah,
it's not in the cards.
And I'm not
now those other guys that were there last year when he wasn't there get to reinsert themselves.
And by the
way, that's so stupid because you would have to remove Kyrie Irving also.
Yeah, don't even go.
And Hayward's coming off the bench. He's not even starting.
No, he's not making any sense. You need Hayward right now. That's the one thing, as Lou said. If Hayward can take his game to the next level, then maybe you've got something. Having him with this setback doesn't do you any good. He hasn't watched the team in months. He has no idea what he's talking about. I don't know if he's watched Milwaukee. I don't know if he's watched Philadelphia. Now, tomorrow night is a gigantic game. It's a big game for Philadelphia to the point that Embiid's not playing tonight in Charlotte, and they're going to play him tomorrow night, apparently, because they don't want him playing back-to-back nights because they need to beat the Celtics. The one obstacle they're looking at, because they've played well against Milwaukee, they've even played pretty well against Toronto, they can't beat Boston. That game is huge. But if you're Boston, here we go again. Obstacles in front of you. You're facing a team that you match up pretty well against, though. You're not going to have Gordon Hayward tomorrow night.
Haven't lost to the Sixers once.
That's right. So now, tomorrow night, on their floor, they're looking at it as probably the biggest game of the season because they need to finally beat the Boston Celtics. How are you going to handle
confidence.
That? How are you going to handle that if you're the Boston Celtics?
This should all be about confidence. Because you have a lot of history. This should be the easiest game for them. Even when they get in these situations that they got in last night, and you say, oh, they're starting to lose it. Oh, the Nuggets are starting to pull away. Oh, the Clippers are starting to pull away. Oh, we had a lead. We lost the lead. Oh, we decided to take the second quarter off. No, now it's the third quarter this time. Oh, I mean, this is the team where you have a long history of not letting those little things derail you from what's really the most important thing. Like you shouldn't get frustrated. You shouldn't get,
The littlest thing. That's why I said they're like
1.1 second. That was it.
Yeah, that was it.
The whole game.
It was like over. Now, I still think, if they can get the 4-seed, get home court against Indiana, because I don't think they're getting a 3. I actually think that sitting at 4, I agree with Stephen A, because I do think that I think Milwaukee's a better matchup for them. I think Toronto's a better team, better all-around team. And I know Giannis is up there, but I think Toronto's more complete. So, and then you get to the Eastern Conference Finals against Toronto maybe, and you see what happens. I don't think they can beat both of them on the road. I think it would end there, but I think they can beat Milwaukee.
Yeah, I'm not going to go through the whole
And that is being extremely optimistic because they've shown me no reason to believe them. Other than the fact that, I don't know, in one series, when you get specific matchups and Like an exploit some certain things, maybe they can beat him. I think they got a shot.
Yeah, but I don't know where Stephen A. and others are coming, that they're coming together and Brad Stevens has figured it out.
What is he talking about?
Brad Stevens hasn't figured anything out. If anything, there's some players that are going south here. Marcus Morris Sr. has gone south. How about Jason Tatum? Last nine games, he's shooting 17% from three-point line.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's just waiting 29. To flip the switch.
When?
He's got to find the switch first. Then he'll flip it.
But see, that's why last night to me, I don't know what the hell was in what Jaylen Brown was doing.
I don't either.
Maybe it was a big game. I don't know. But, you know, recently, really, if you go back the last 20, 25 games, but you look at the previous, I think, seven games, he's been outstanding. He's been one of your better players. Shooting the three, you know, it was like, okay, now he's maybe starting to get comfortable in his role. Early in the year, he's a starter. He's all over the place. Then he went to the bench, and he's trying to figure that out. And it's like, okay, he's starting to be this guy, and there's questions whether he should go in that starting rotation
or not.
I
don't want him. I like his role.
Last night?
Yeah.
Sleepwalking.
Yeah, he was out of it, and early on in the game, I think what happens is, again, we're talking about little obstacles, and when they face a little bit of adversity, they can't handle it. Notice he turned the ball over a couple times early in the game, couldn't get the handle, and he does have handling problems from time to time. It's almost like his head is going in one direction, and his hands and body going
up.
But once that happened, it was like he was drifting. He was out of the game. But anytime somebody starts playing well, I noticed the first thing people do is they call up shows and they say, he should be starting. He should be starting. Wait a minute. It's not about starting. I don't care who starts the game. What are the rotations? Who's playing what role? This team's problem has not been starters. This team's problem all year long is guys don't know their roles. I'm with you. I like what I've seen with Jaylen Brown in the last month because he's finally embraced a role. He comes off the bench. He's instant energy. He's giving them points. He's moving the ball. He's playing defense. I like him off the bench. I don't want to start him now. You've got him in a comfortable position. But you're right, Lou. I have no idea what the hell he did last night. All right, so Florida prosecutors are offering to drop all those charges against Robert Kraft. Think about that.
How lucky.
Go away.
Wait.
Worked out well.
There's a catch, right?
Oh, there's got to be a catch.
Why am I so lucky?
Please, God.
There's always a catch. So they're offering to drop all of the charges against Robert Kraft. This according to a source that Wall Street Journal has found. But here's your catch. I can't even get that word out. There we are. The proposed agreement calls for Kraft to admit that if they took it to trial, they would be proven guilty.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm guilty.
So how do you do that? Do you do it in a written statement?
Oh, and by the way,
do you go
also,
on with Oprah and say, but if it went to trial, Oprah, I'd be guilty.
It also still calls for him to complete an education course about prostitution, complete 100 hours of community service, screening for sexually transmitted diseases.
That's never good.
And payment of some court costs.
Yes.
Couldn't you have all done that if you just...
No contest. No contest you could do.
So what's the... Why wouldn't he, if he's not willing to do that, what makes you think he's willing to do this?
I don't see how he would be. I don't see how anybody would be in this case. But
now, I did see, I forget who tweeted this, but apparently if Kraft accepts this deal, then the videotape evidence most likely would be sealed under Florida law.
Hold on.
Meaning that it would never,
aired
in public.
No TMZ?
Nobody would ever leak it. Maybe, you know. Do you trust that?
I saw National Enquirer. What deal was it? They got Jeff Bezos private letters. $200,000 they paid.
No, that
for
was
that.
Jeff Bezos' girlfriend's brother.
$200,000
Yeah.
$200,000.
You don't think someone down there is like, hey, man, quick quarter of $1 million.
Oh, some cop is looking and we're moving to Vero Beach.
Wait, so that's my comp. That's my floor. My ceiling is $1 million.
I don't buy that.
I don't buy. I would not trust
them. If they told me, I'd say I want all the tapes. I want to burn them.
In any situation, any deal, that tape is always going to be hovering over your head. It's just a landmine that's scattered throughout the world. No matter where you go, at any point in time, you could wake up, you get an alert. Oh crap! It's out.
All right. So would you take this deal?
No.
Okay.
No. Why would you take that?
I wouldn't take this deal. I wouldn't take because still, it's not about the legal aspects of this for Kraft. We know what the legal aspects are. The fact is, he's going to be the laugh of the party. Everybody's going to laugh at him.
Regardless of what happens.
And even worse if that video comes out, all right? So it's all the public perception And public perception is going to play into what Roger Goodell hands down for a suspension.
Well, public perception, it's already there. You have all these petitions, these letters to Roger Goodell asking for him to, you know, either lose the team or a maximum fine and, you know, a suspension of 6 games, even if he's found innocent or if no charges, even if the charges are dropped. So to me, that has nothing to do with
it. All right, let me give you one that he could possibly might change the public perception somewhat. If he makes a case that the use of the video was illegal, that they went into a court, into a judge, and forced the judge to enact the Patriot Act, in which they could put up these cameras, even though they did not need these cameras, because they really weren't looking for human trafficking. Okay? And the second one...
Technicality.
An unlawful stop on the highway, once again, because they got approval from a judge.
Loopholes.
That they were going for human trafficking. So what happens is, he beats it, because the story suddenly becomes... The police and law enforcement fraudulently were making up that they were going for human trafficking. All they were doing is try to see if they could grab a few jobs.
They were just skirting the rules.
Right.
Yeah. And just
Now the human trafficking story gets separated from Kraft because that now becomes the story. So now he was just in there getting a happy ending. He did a couple times.
And that
times.
Is perfectly right. fine for all the other defendants. If that's the case. Everyone else, it's fine. He's taken off their record and they move forward. Doesn't change a damn thing for Robert Kraft.
See, I think it does if you can separate in some way that they unfairly made it up that they were going for human trafficking, that they got extra grants, they got extra money for the department, from the feds, dealing with human trafficking.
So you're going to dig into that,
yes,
then, right?
In which they never did it. Now, Lou,
what about the prostitution?
Soliciting
prostitution.
Well, that doesn't go away. We know that.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
He's got a happy ending.
No, it doesn't.
Got a happy ending.
I just don't think any of the... From day one, this was nothing ever to do with anything with legally in a court of law. None of it. This whole case has nothing to do with a court of law.
I agree with you.
Court of public opinion from day one.
It sounds like he's...
It will forever be that way.
It sounds like he's guilty of, you know, getting a couple of... okay. That's what it sounds like. But if he can in any way... with this case, fight it that they illegally used the video, unlawfully used the stop on the street, and all tie it to them trying to make a case that there was human trafficking when there was none, he might be able to separate the human trafficking from his name. If I'm one of these other Johns, I accept what the Florida prosecutors are willing to do here.
Yep.
This deal that they're handing out, what do I care if I'm just a nobody and I'm going to sit there and say, okay, I'll say if anybody asked me,
and
I would have been guilty.
And if because of that, if the videos, you know, are sealed, then if I was just Joe Schmo, I would probably trust the fact that it's probably never going to come out.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, no, who's going to pay for me? Right? I'm just some guy from wherever, just, you know, out on a business trip. But when it comes to Kraft, I wouldn't trust that one bit. Oh,
but
worry. Listen, if you do this, we're going to seal the video. No one will ever see it. I wouldn't trust that at all.
That's one way that this that's one reason why you don't take this deal. First of all, it's a careless. Let me just throw this out there. Let me see if you take the bait. Let me get your temperature. See what you're really willing to do. Do you want a deal or do you really want to fight it? So you throw that out there and you see what happens. Maybe they don't even respond to it. I don't really know how it works. So you beat it by, you know, digging in deep, looking at all the layers, finding some sort of technicality where they didn't go through the entire protocol. Or I'm going to give you this because I don't want to take it away from you. There could be another reason why you could explain it away.
Yeah, I mean, if he has some health issues,
that
he could go in there and say, you know, Mr. Kraft is 77 years old.
Not in the right state of mind.
Right, he's had some health issues, and therefore he's, you know, doing some stuff that might be slightly erratic right now.
But here's the thing.
A behavior for somebody who's dealing with his health issues, maybe, and again, that's not going to change it legally. But
yeah, that's
what
my point.
That changes public perception.
Yeah, okay, so that's what I was leaning. Two
things you want to do here. You need to worry about public perception because it's going to mean whatever the commissioner does is all going to be based on the public perception. And the other thing you want to do is you don't want that video out there because that video will kill your public perception.
Yeah, but the public perception, other than your small advocate groups that are really pushing for, you know, trying to get petitions signed, really trying to push for a real hardcore suspension and fine, almost banishment. depending on how extreme, because there's all levels of them. There's
they're all crazy.
That are, thank you. I said psychotic earlier. You're saying crazy.
Well, the way they're pushing for, they're not going to ban him from the National Football League, okay? That is not going to happen. The family owns the team. And
but these are serious charges, yes, Mr. Commissioner. Yes, you need to do something about this.
Right. And I,
special interests.
Yeah. All right, to the phones we go. Here's Will in a car. Hi, Will.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Will?
Sorry. Yeah, so if I'm Kraft, there's no way I take that deal, and I think his lawyers would probably tell him the same thing. I mean, I don't. Okay. I see. Is this deal, is this relevant for every other John that got caught?
Yes.
So
I would think most of them would take it. Wouldn't
well, they
you?
Just, if, they might have already pled no contest. They just walked away.
Right.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. If I wasn't Robert Kraft, I'd sign me up for that for sure. But Robert Kraft has a lawyer team, the dream team of lawyers. So, I mean, they're going to win that in court all day long.
Well, we'll see. They might.
Yeah, we'll see. But, I just feel like you guys said, it's just more of a...
Well said.
Word I'm looking for.
You know, it sounds like you came real prepared.
Thanks. You just want to get on.
Yeah. But, did I really get on? Oh, my God. This guy Tyler, man, he's easy.
But again, it really comes down to how it's going to look out there in public.
That's all it is.
And that's going to have everything to do with how he's treated by Roger Goodell. And by the way, even if he gets a 8-game suspension, even if it were a 16-game suspension, how does it affect the team? Really does.
Oh, it doesn't affect the team at all.
What is the owner really doing on a week-to-week basis?
It's all about his reputation and the embarrassment.
Right. You're taking a 77-year-old man who has had a pretty impeccable life. He's done a lot for society, and suddenly you're kind of trashing him in the back room. That's what you're doing.
Getting dragged through the mud.
Right. So it's really going to hurt him because we know how much he loves to walk into a room and be loved. Now the eyes are going to be rolling when he rocks into the room, right? People are going to look at him differently now. That's the aspect of all of this that's got to be killing
him. And all the
him.
Different functions that he attends, that he speaks at. We already saw that one, I forget what it was.
Well, the Nobel Prize in Israel.
Well, I'm talking
about
one before that he
Genesis.
He didn't appear at. The one that was in New York City, I think, shortly a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
I forget what it was. Armed Services or something like that that he didn't attend. Now, the one over in Israel, another one, right? He's supposed to get this, the equivalent of the Nobel Peace Prize.
So, are you ready for this? One of the people that is on the committee has resigned from that committee, from that Genesis Award.
Yeah. It was a Navy SEALs gala in New York, I believe.
Yes.
But yeah, this one here, she resigned.
She resigned because she felt uncomfortable giving him the award. So she has resigned from the board. She's one of the people that actually make the selection, apparently, of who the person is going to be. And so she asked them, I think, to see if they would, retract his name. And they obviously said, no, we're moving forward here with this. And she resigned.
Okay.
So Randall Cobb has agreed to a deal with the Dallas Cowboys. Anybody give a rat's ass?
Of course.
Yeah, just another body.
Less players.
Just another body.
Chris Hogan's still out there. Justin Hunter.
Who?
I mean, these are all. That's funny. You look at some of these guys.
Michael Floyd's still out there.
Michael Floyd. Man, the fact that his name is actually on the list is impressive. The guy's a survivor. He's a fighter.
Okay, without looking at the signs, tell me where you are.
In this school, Thomas Avenue.
I don't think he drives
not
anymore, though.
They're going to bring Joey Nelson.
I think he
here.
Drives. You think so?
Yeah, I do.
So he was in Seattle today, right?
Yep.
Nothing from Seattle?
Nothing yet.
Nothing?
Lou's new crush.
Yep.
I think it all in Seattle.
Joey Nelson.
Stephen A. Smith has done it again. He can't help himself. He is spread so thin that on a daily basis now, when you're doing that much television, that much radio, you get exposed. He got exposed again today. Mm. We'll have it for you with our last call.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI. Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast. I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I will never, ever forget you guys.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go.
And I'll miss our time together.
Last Call.
It's been a pleasure. And I think I'll get out of here.
I know it's really about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Head down the stretch they come.
And down the stretch they come.
Very special place in hell. Goodbye.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
I don't think Alex Smith is going to be ready to come back from his injury next season. I think his career is in jeopardy. If you look at the Redskins last year, they had five different quarterbacks. Alex Smith, Josh Johnson, Colt McCoy. They even got Mr. Butt Fumble himself, Mark Sanchez, okay? And some guy named Tress Way actually started one game. They were completely and utterly decimated at the quarterback position.
Do you recognize the name that doesn't belong?
Tress Way did not start one game. Tress Way is the punter for the Redskins. He's been there now for a while, four or five years.
Yeah, but he did throw a pass.
He threw a pass. Well, it was a fake punt. That's what they do.
And he saw a game started because he's a punter.
No,
so he started.
You know what he did? He looked it up online. He looked it up and he said, oh, there are five
different guys that threw a pass. This guy's been all over the map lately.
It is unbelievable. So Stephen A. really is... he's spreading himself far too wide out there, and there are too many things he's missing the boat on. So today we had a big story. Mike Trout ends up signing a monster deal. It's going to get him about $430 million. And so he's on with Jeff Passan, who is a baseball guy.
Broke the signing.
So he puts him on, and this is where the conversation went.
Jeff Passan, having said all of that, we look at other individuals. A Mike Socha, for example, entering his 19th season as the manager for this ball club. Does a contract like Mike Trout apply more pressure to somebody like him to turn things around, or else Marina's going to move in a different direction?
Well, Socha is gone, actually. Brad Ausmus is the manager.
I'm sorry. I totally forgot about that. I can't believe I forgot about that because Mike Socha was one of my favorite guys.
There's a lot of shuffling going on during the offseason.
No problem. I was looking at the 88-82 record from last year. My bad. I'm totally...
No, Passan just gave him this info guy? I don't know. Passan just gave him the bailout, though. There's a lot of shuffling going on out there. Anytime he screws up from right now, I apologize.
Oh, my bad,
There's a lot of shuffling going on.
But it's like...
Guys get hurt. Guys get healthy.
Are we doing any thought or prep? Are you going to interview Passan to talk about like who this contract affects? And I'm going to go with Mike Socha?
Hey, listen, he broke it all down.
It's the name that he recognizes. That's the thing.
He doesn't know that Brad Ausmus is now the coach, manager?
No, he doesn't know Ausmus. Is that some sort of disease?
3776. Damn, I'm glad he reminded me. I forgot all about Socha leaving. I forgot all about it. He's been here for 19 years. I forgot.
So if I yell more?
Brad Ausmus. I remember when Socha first walked away, and I was like, Ausmus, why him? Why him? What did he do in Detroit? What did he do?
Oh, Detroit.
One good year, but that was it. I didn't understand it. That's probably why I forgot he was there.
See, that's what you do. When you screw up, you start yelling.
You yell.
And you raise your voice a little bit. That's what you need to
do. Nothing's better than Hunter Henry.
Yeah.
Nothing's better than him missing a Hunter Henry.
Oh, boy. He's had so many of them.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Patrick Mahomes. I'm also looking at the San Diego Chargers on offense, and I'm thinking about Hunter Henry and the way that he's played this year and as effective as he's been. He's going up against Derek Johnson, and I got to keep my eyes on that because I'm looking at it from the standpoint. Listen, here's where I'm at with all of this. At the end of the
year.
Day, I'm looking at Patrick Mahomes. I'm looking at Tyreek Hill. I'm looking at Travis Kelce. I think they're going to have the ability to exploit certain things. I think they'll do just fine.
What
with
type
that.
Of things?
A lot of shuffling going on out there.
No
a lot
detail.
Of
Let me
no
throw
detail.
Myself on my sword here. Virgil Green, I meant not Hunter Henry. He hasn't played all year, so I apologize for that. Yeah. I just confused my. I was thinking Virgil Green. My bad.
Yeah,
because Virgil Green's had such an impact, too. They worried about that matchup in that game. I mean, he's all over the place. But what about Haskins, too, right?
Well, he got him a little bit confused.
Kyler Murray is electrifying. Haskins is no joke as well. I know that he's bigger. He can make all the requisite throws on the NFL level. He played for a big-time program at Ohio State. I just find him to be more of a runner than a thrower. Uh-oh. I could be wrong about that, but that's what I find.
Uh-oh. One of the most racist comments you'll see.
Yes.
Stephen A. Smith just looked at Haskins as a black quarterback and said he's more of a runner. And if Max Kellerman said that, he probably wouldn't be on that show anymore.
Correct.
Haskins ran a 5.0540 in the combine. He's not fast at all.
Brady.
He's a passer.
Like Freddy.
But he said it. This guy's all over.
And by the way, there was two people ahead of him as far as passing yards. Gardner Minshew, the second from Washington State, Will Greer, and then Dwayne Haskins with over 4,800 yards passing. 50 touchdowns.
He ran for 108 yards. In how many games did they play? 14?
Oh, man.
108 yards.
It really is, Lou. It's hard
13.
To... It's hard
oh, yeah,
to,
no, you're right. 14 games.
It's hard to think of any excuse that he has other than there's a lot of shuffling going on.
He averaged 8 yards a game rushing.
He threw 50 touchdowns.
He averaged 8 yards a game rushing, and he thinks he's more of a runner than he does passer.
That's why it's hard to think of any other reason other than he looked at the color of the skin of the quarterback and said he must be a running guy and not a...
And he goes to Ohio State.
That's racist. That is racist. This segment has been sponsored by Cars for Kids. That's your trust. Charity car donations, also accepting donations of boats and RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. And if you got a dog, Christian said they'll take dogs too. Call today 877 Cars for Kids. Spin the wheel, find out who's on tonight. 6 o'clock, different Dan character Cilio. Every night.
Hey, it's the Legal Eagle, it's Chris Filani.
Chris
Filani will be here.
Solo?
Is he solo? No, he is not.
Spin it again.
Evan Oh, it's the king of Fort Myers. It's Rob Bradford.
Hey. Is he live from Fort Myers?
Well, I'll tell you what, this sounds like some baseball talk. But we got talking baseball tonight, too, at 8 o'clock on NBC.
All right.
Talking baseball. Nice what happened to the baseball show?
It's the new name.
What do you mean the new name? I used to like the baseball show. The baseball show's been canceled. It's no longer on.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll be right back talking baseball after this.
We lost the baseball show.
Just a different name.
What are we going
We're
to do?
We're talking it, though. 8 o'clock.
What's Kirk going to do? He's lost the baseball
show. I don't know. We're talking baseball.
All right, 2 o'clock tomorrow. We'll be here. You'll be here. Goodbye.
It's over. We suck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.